हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनो यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। नारायणः परो व्यक्तादण्डमव्यक्तसम्भवम् अण्डस्यान्तस्तु मे लोका सप्तद्वीपा च मेदिनी। दिस् बेनेडिक्टरी वाज़् इट्सेल्फ् प्रेसेन्स् वेरि ब्यूटिफुलि द नान् ड्युवल् विशन् आफ् द नान् ड्युवालिटि आफ् द रियालिटि. All that is there is only Bhagavan. The sthula prapanchaha, sapta dipacha medini ime lokaha are all Bhagavan. They are all manifestations of Bhagavan's avyakta shakti. Because this universe of worlds, of 14 worlds, also of 7 continents with this earth, is not outside of the andam, the suksha prapancha, which itself has come into existence from the avyaktam, the superior power of the Lord. The Lord being endowed with the superior power is the most superior, superior even to this unmanifested power. That Lord is Narayana, the ultimate goal of human mind, absolute Brahma. So all that is here is only Brahma, Ishvara. That vision is beautifully revealed by that very verse, which we have seen, and we have come to this point where we left. Bhagavan Krishna, in this introduction, it was said, Bhagavan Upadidesha, means Upadishtavan. Bhagavan eva, Narayanaha eva, Krishna rupena, in the form of Krishna, imparted this knowledge to Arjuna. Arjunaya, Bhagavan, Vaidikam dharmadvayam, Arjunaya, Shoka moha maha udadhau nimagnaya upadidesha, Bhagavan imparted this knowledge to Arjuna, who drowned in the ocean of delusion and grief. Bhagavan taught this beautiful way of life involving these two disciplines, two Vedic disciplines, in terms of pravritti dharmaha, pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha, nivritti lakshanaha dharmaha, only with the desire to bless the beings. Bhuta anujigrikshaya, with the desire to bless the beings, Bhagavan imparted this knowledge. And this knowledge, when it is received by gunadhikaha, when it is received and followed by the gunadhikaha, virtuous people, dharmaha prachayam gamishyati. Dharmaha means this way of life, these disciplines, this teaching of twofold disciplines, Vedic disciplines, this teaching of the way of life to be followed by people will become popular, will become followed. Pracham Gamishyati, only when it is received by virtuous people, Gunadikaha, and which will be followed by others. We saw this in the previous class. Tam dharmam bhagavata yatho upadishtam vedavyasaha sarvajnaha bhagavan gitakyehi saptabhihi shloka shataihi upanibabandha. Again upanibaddhavan vedavyasa, exactly as taught by Bhagavan Krishna in the battlefield to Arjuna. I mean, that one he composed, compiled in the form of, in these 700 of shlokas known as Bhagavad Gita. We saw yesterday, Tadidam Gita Shastram Samasta Vedartha Sarasangraha Bhutam. Now we here the author already glorifies the Bhagavad Gita. Why glorification? Kimartam Gita Yahastutihi. It's not simply glorification, not mere flattery. The fact what Bhagavad Gita is. If you know what Bhagavad Gita is, you will know the value of it. Then you will commit yourself to study Shastra. Always, if something has to be followed, and what should be followed must be praised. That is the style. Glorification is always to really influence, to create interest in others. And there's no lie in it. It's not mere flattery. It's a real glorification. So, Bhagavad Gita, Tadidam Bhagavad Gita Shastram Samasta Veda Arthasara Sangraha Bhutam. It is in the form of the extraction of the essence of the meanings of the entirety of the Veda. Atyanta Viruddha Anekartatvena Laukikaihi Grihyamanam. And then this, by ordinary simple people of the world, who are genuinely interested, but still it is grasped erroneously, completely in a different opposite meanings also. There's a possibility of mistaking. Already people have understood, already there are wrong interpretations. Already by simple people it has been misunderstood wrongly. I mean, they have completely diagonally with opposite meanings also. Therefore, aham vivekataha artha nirdharanartham sankshepataha yuranam karishyami. So, I shall explain, okay, for the ascertainment of the right knowledge. Clearly, tasya asya Gita Shastrasya Sankshepataha Prayojanam Param Nishreyasam Sahetukasya Samsarasya Atyanta Uparamalakshanam. So, Vyakhyanam Vivaranam Karishyami means, I shall explain when he says, I'll do the explanation when he says, the Vyakhyanam, the explanation, or Vyakhya explanation, how it should be done, we'll be seeing elaborately. Even if it is not in today's class, we'll elaborate, we'll see. Anyway, I'll be showing you anyway. It is said, tasya asya Gita Shastrasya Prayojanam Sankshepataha. Sankshepataha, briefly, it's adverb. Sankshepataha, briefly. can be said. Gita Shastrasya Prayojanam, the benefit of the Bhagavad Gita. Benefit of understanding the contents of Bhagavad Gita. So, Gita Shastrasya Prayojanam, Param Nishreyasanam, the Nishreyasam, Param Nishreyasam. Sahetukasya, Samsarasya, Atyanta Uparama Lakshanam. The benefit is the attainment of the ultimate absolute goal, always said to be Mokshaha, Nishreyas. Nishreyasam is the Prayojanam. At the same time, Sahetukasya Samsarasya Atyanta Uparama Lakshanam. This Gita Shastra knowledge, which is in the form of the removal of Uparama Lakshanam, which is in the form of elimination of the total elimination of samsara along with its cause in the form of ignorance. Sahetukasya Samsarasya Uparamaha means elimination of the samsara along with its cause, ignorance. Removal of ignorance alone is removal of the samsara. So total resolution of samsara along with its cause, ignorance. Thereby, discovering the Nishreyasam, which is already there, is the ultimate benefit. This is how Bhagavad Gita is in this form. It's one word. What is Bhagavad Gita for? For discovering freedom, the ultimate goal, which is already there. How we can discover freedom? By resolving ignorance, samsara, along with its cause. So resolution of ignorance itself is resolution of samsara. In having samsara resolved, what is mokshaha. So resolution of ignorance itself is jnanam. Resolution of ignorance itself is resolution of samsara simultaneously, which is discovery of freedom, which is already there. We are not attaining anything. There's only resolution of ignorance along with this samsara. This is the benefit of Bhagavad Gita. Gita Shastrasya, Asya Tasya Asya Gita Shastrasya, Sankshepataha Prayojanam, Param Nishreyasam, Sahetukasya Samsarasya Atyanta Pramalakshanam. Tatcha Sarva Karma Sanyasa Purvakat, Atmajnana Nishtarupat, Dharmat Bhavati. So tatcha means tat prayojanam. Tatcha means that benefit of Bhagavad Gita. In this context, I want to remind you, in this introduction, slowly, Anubandha Chatushtayam is discussed. Please remember, in this context now, in this Bhashyam, Anubandha Chatushtayam is discussed. Anubandha Chatushtayam means what? The fourfold factors pertaining to or about any textbook, any book, every book, whatever is the subject matter, should have these fourfold factors. And those four factors pertaining to the book together are meant by one X word, Anubandha Chatushtayam. Chatvaraha Anubandhaha. In singular, we can say a set of four factors. A set of four Anubandhaha. Anu means pertaining to. a book is Anubandhaha. Anubandha Chatushtayam. Always in our order, we say Vishayaha. Vishayaha, subject matter, content is the first factor. But here we are beginning with, okay, Bhagavad Gita. What is Vishaya, he is going to say next. But first he is mentioned the Prayojanam. Prayojanam is mentioned here. Prayojanam is the benefit. Benefit of gaining the knowledge of the content of the book. Is it to be Prayojanam, benefit? Usually we can't talk about Prayojanam later, but here it is first mentioned is Prayojanam is mentioned here. If we have to study the book, understand the teaching there, understand the contents there, you must know there must be benefit. If there's no benefit, why should we break our head, waste our time? There is a great benefit. What is the great? Param Shayasam. There is an exalted end, absolute end, called Mokshaha. Why is Paramshayas? Accomplishing which everything else becomes accomplished as it were. Nothing needs to be accomplished afterwards. That is Paramshayas. And that is in the form of removal of samsara along with its cause, ignorance. Sahetukasya samsarasya uparama lakshanam. Atyanta uparama lakshanam prayojanam. The benefit is in the form of the total resolution of samsara along with its cause, ignorance. Thereby, attainment of the absolute end moksha, discovering the absolute end moksha is the benefit. First thing. And the second aspect is what now? Vishayaha. What Vishayaha is subject matter. So I can briefly tell subject matter is what? Subject matter is Param Brahma. Absolute reality. Ultimate truth. Or you can say Swarupam of the Atma. The essential nature of the self. The self of all the beings, the only truth of the entirety of the universe, is the main subject matter. That is why every time we say Bhagavad Gita, before I go to the next line, let me make it very clear. Every time we finish the chanting of Bhagavad Gita, we end the chapter saying what? It is Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastra. So Brahma Vidya is one of the names of Bhagavad Gita. One of the titles of Bhagavad Gita is Brahma Vidya. So Upanishad means Brahma Vidya. And Bhagavad Gita also is known as Brahma Vidya. What is Bhagavad Gita? What is this teaching of Bhagavan? Okay, people translate Bhagavad Gita as song of Bhagavan. The song of Bhagavan, because sung by Bhagavan, it is said beautifully, because the book of verse 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita present the teaching of Bhagavan. All Bhagavan's teachings. Therefore, Bhagavataha Gita, Bhagavad Gita. But it is said to be Brahma Vidya and Yoga Shastram. Two names are given. Brahma Vidya, Yoga Shastram. Bhagavad Gita is said to be Brahma Vidya, which you would have already read in Gita home study books. Why it is called Brahma Vidya? Because the main subject matter of Bhagavad Gita is the knowledge of, main subject matter is Brahma, absolute reality. Bhagavad Gita serves as a means of knowledge of the absolute reality implied by the term Brahma. Therefore, it is said to be Brahma Vidya. And not only it unfolds the nature of the reality, Brahma, not only we can understand Param Brahma from this Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita also teaches the way of life. all the disciplines to be followed, the virtues to be pursued, in order to prepare one's mind ultimately for discovering this truth, attaining Brahma Vidya. So Brahma Vidya Praptyartham, for the attainment of knowledge of Brahman, whatever preparation is required on the part of the mind, to have that preparation also, the way of life, all the disciplines are also taught by Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is said to be Yoga Shastram. Two names we already know. Therefore, the subject matter of the Bhagavad Gita we know. So, Bhagavad Gita, what is subject matter? Pravritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha, Nivritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha. These two disciplines. Pravritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha, Nivritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha. The path of activity, the path of knowledge. People translate this like this. The two disciplines pertaining to karma, pertaining to the pursuit of jnanam, which form the one way of life called Sanatanaha Dharmaha, forms this subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. So Vishayaha, you know Vishayaha, you know the Prayojanam. Then there is Adhikari. Who is the Adhikari? We'll understand it later on. Anyway, Adhikari must be definitely Mumukshuhu. One who actually Jignyasuhu is the Jignyasuhu. Jignyatamichayasi saha Jignyasuhu. The one who is desirous of knowing, one who is desperate to know, one who has the burning urge to know the truth, the reality, obtaining his one's own sarupam. What is the truth by knowing which everything else becomes accomplished as it were? I cannot stand ignorance anymore. I can't afford to be ignorant anymore. I must know what it is. I must discover the truth. That the one who has the burning urge is Jnatamichayasya saha Jignyasuhu. The Jignyasuhu is the Adhikari. And who can be a Jignyasuhu? Who can be the one who is desirous of knowing? The one who is desirous of knowing is definitely Mumukshuhu. One who is desirous of freedom. One who is desirous of being free. Mumukshuhu. Okay. Mumukshuhu must become, Jignyasuhu is definitely a Mumukshuhu. Jignyasu is definitely a mukshuhu, but all mukshus are not jignyasus. Now why? All of us want freedom. All of us want happiness. Whether we know, we do not know, we are all mukshus. So until and unless you discover you are a mukshu, you cannot become a jignyasu. But one who has become a jignyasu, definitely he is a mukshuhu. Because the one who knows the value of moksha, knows the value of jnanam, and he alone becomes a jignyasu. And jignyasuhu is a mumukshuhu. Mumukshuhu is purushartha nischayavan, the one who is definite about the ultimate goal being moksha, is purushartha nischayavan, the person of definiteness of his ultimate goal being moksha, is a mumukshuhu. The mukshuhu is a jignyasuhu, and jignyasuhu is the here adhikari. Adhikari and sambandaha. Fourth chapter content is sambandaha. The sambandaha, actually the connection. Here the textbook presents the words, and the words carry the subject matter. So the connection between the words, the textbook consisting of words, and the subject matter revealed by the words is said to be pratipadaka pratipadya sambandha. Pratipadaka pratipadya sambandha. Revealer revealed connection. the words of the Shastram, the textbook called Shastram, consisting of words, have the subject matter. When they unfolded, subject matter becomes revealed, the Sambandha. Now, between the, there's another connection also, between the knowledge and the moksha, or subject matter and the ultimate goal, there is Sambandha. Sadhana Sadhya Sambandha. The subject matter and the moksha, the benefit. Sadhanam is a means and sadhyam is the end. Sadhana sadhya sambandha. Connection between the means and the end. Connection between the textbook of the words of the textbook and the subject matter revealed by the words. This is pratipadaka pratipadya sambandha. These are the two connections. We will understand these two connections gradually. But I wanted to understand these are the four factors. And now, by way of introducing this Bhagavad Gita, here the Acharya also presents the Anubandha Chatushtayam topic. Okay. So he first mentioned about the Prayojanam, ultimate benefit. Main benefit is the ultimate accomplishment of the ultimate goal in terms of moksha, in the form of resolution of samsara, along with its cause, ignorance. Okay. Tasya asya Gita Shastrasya Sankshepataha Prayojanam Param Nishreyasam Sahetukasya Samsarasya Atyanta Uparamalakshanam. The total resolution is Atyanta Uparamaha. See, samsar sahetukam means hetuna saha, along with the cause. Hetu means cause. Along with the cause, there's a solution of samsara. What is the cause of samsara? Ignorance. Therefore, there's total resolution of samsara along with its cause, ignorance. I think you will not, need not even go back and look into the book. I have repeated so many times now. Okay. Taticha sarva karma sanyasa purvakat atma jnana nishtha rupat dharmat bhavati. This is something very specific, special about Shankaracharya. He has no compromise. He was very strict about it. He says that knowledge happens, that ultimate benefit, that great benefit in terms of attainment of moksha happens. How? Great benefit in attainment moksha as a result of knowing the truth of the Bhagavad Gita happens. How? Dharmat. As a result of the discipline. Discipline is in what form? Atma jnana nishtha rupat dharmat. Atma jnana nishtha rupaha dharmaha. Very important word. Atma jnana nishtha rupaha dharmaha. Atma jnanam, you all know, knowledge of the self. Self-knowledge. What is self-knowledge? In the Upanishad class we saw, swatmani avasthanam. Isn't it? Abundance in one's own self. Just being oneself. One advantage is you can really thoroughly, adding together is you can see, assimilation is very easy. Just being oneself. Abundance in oneself. In Atma Jnanam. Self-knowledge. In which one is free from wrong identity. Okay. And here nishtha means, very beautiful word, nishtha means that atmajnana nishtha. Having the ascertained vision of one's own self being Brahma. Ascertained vision is Nishtha. Atmajnana Nishtha Rupat. This discipline is in the form of ascertained vision of the self. And that is possible how? Sarva Karma Sanyasa Purvakat. Shankaracharya is very firm about it. Sarva Karma Sanyasa Purvat. Sarva Karma Sanyasaha, Sarva Karma Sanyasaha means total resolution of all forms of actions. What does it mean? Does he mean that giving up all activities, physical activities? No. It doesn't mean giving up all physical activities. Sarva Karma Sanyasa Rupat, this discipline of ascertainment of vision of self, okay, in the form of, you know, the resolution, renunciation of all actions. So, Sarva Karma Sanyasa Nishtha, Sarva Karma Sanyasa Saha does not mean giving up physical activities, freeing oneself from the notion I am the doer. Seeing that freeing oneself from the notion I am the doer is possible only in jnanam, in the knowledge. When a person is blessed with the knowledge of the self, when a person has this clear vision of the self, one can see the fact of the self being free from actions. Because actionlessness, sayalinmai, akartrutvam, actionlessness, naishkarmyam or akartrutvam, actionlessness is the nature of the self, nature of reality. Even though all actions are possible only because of the Atma, all actions are happening only because of the blessing of Atma. Without Atma, no action is possible. No function is possible. Nothing can exist. But still, that Atma, because of the presence of which, existence of which alone, that absolute reality implied by the term Atma, because of the blessing of which alone all actions are possible, all functions are possible, that reality, that Atma is absolutely of the nature of actionlessness. Because Atma is of the nature of motionlessness, changelessness, because Atma is of the nature of all pervasiveness. All pervasiveness is nature. Therefore, motionlessness is nature. Changes is nature. Therefore, actionlessness is nature. Swarupam. When a person discovers that Atma, that, what that Atma? In fact, the absolute reality, which is of the nature of actionlessness, is Atma, this myself. Aham, Atma, when a person discovers, when a person abides in one's own self, when a person remains as the self, then he is free from the notion that I am the doer. Only in wrong identity with the body, mind and complex, it is possible for one to have the notion, I am the doer. Only when a person has wrong identity with the body, mind and complex, it is possible for one to have the notion, I am the enjoyer. Aham karta, aham bhokta. Aham karta, aham bhokta. I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. These are very strong notions. Naturally there and a part of every human being. No other being in the world has this kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam. They do certain things mechanically. And they do enjoy certain things. but there's no strong doership and enjoyership. Kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. These are very strong notions. So because of this strong notion, we have punya papams. Okay, accumulation of punyam, sanchita karma, agami karma, parabdha karma, all these karmas are there. Accumulation of karmas are possible, exhaustion of karmas are possible. Like all these are relatively happening because of this strong notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Actually, when the wrong identity is resolved, in right perspective, in right identity, in the wake of knowledge, when the ignorance of the self is resolved, in just being one's own self as the Atma, one can see the self being free from doership and enjoyership. Therefore, freeing oneself from this doership and enjoyership, being free from the notion I am the doer, is what, really speaking, sarva karma sannyasaha. See, sarva karma sannyasa is when after the jnanam. I have talked to you about sarva karma sannyasa again. Today, let us talk today this much, okay? So, sarva karma sannyasaha, renunciation of all actions. In spite of performing the actions, one can be a sarva karma sannyasi, the renunciate of all actions. That is, Shastram says, a real sannyasi, a jnani is the real sannyasi. Wise person is the real sannyasi. Why real sannyasi? He is free from the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Therefore, in spite of physically being active also, he is a non-performer. In spite of doing, he is a non-doer. In spite of experiencing, he is a non-enjoyer. Because he is free from the notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. It's not simply thinking I am not the doer. It is not a mere feeling or thinking that I am not the doer, I am not the enjoyer. No, it is a clear vision. Definitely, I, the Atma, am of the nature of actionlessness. I, the Atma, am of the nature of, actionlessness. Therefore, I am free from the doership and enjoyership. I mean, the understanding, okay, this freedom from being free from these wrong notions. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer is freedom from doership and enjoyership is sarva karma sannyasaha. And this resolution of wrong notions happens only when a person remains as the self. Only in the wake of the jnanam. Not ordinary. Atma jnana nishtha. When a person has clear, doubt-free, ascertained knowledge of the self. Assimilated, ascertained, doubt-free knowledge of the self is what? Atma jnana nishtha. Atma jnanam happens when a person is given to the discipline of shravanam. Atma jnanam happens when you start listening to the unfoldment of the subject matter of the teaching. When you are given to the discipline of shravanam, atma jnanam happens. But that atma jnanam is what? Samshaya purvakam. Still doubts will be there. So shravanam is the discipline for resolving ignorance. Ajnana nivrittihi is the benefit of being given to the discipline of shravanam. Still, so many doubts will be there. So, doubtful knowledge alone will be there. And the doubtful knowledge should become doubt-free knowledge, for which the next discipline of mananam is prescribed. Mananam is for samshaya nivrittihi. Shravanam is for ajnana nivrittihi. Mananam is for samshaya nivrittihi. When some doubts also resolve, when a person has doubt-free knowledge, after shravanam he has jnanam, atma jnanam, but samshaya purvakam, samshaya purnam atma jnanam. After mananam, samshaya rahitam atma jnanam, doubt-free self-knowledge. But still, after nididhyasanam, after constantly dwelling upon this clear understanding of the self, when that self-knowledge becomes ascertained, doubt-free self-knowledge becomes ascertained self-knowledge, it is atma-jnana-nishtha. What is atma-jnana-nishtha? Ascertained, doubt-free self-knowledge, knowledge of the self. That is why Shastram prescribes generally three disciplines. See, one discipline of Jnana Yoga involves three steps: Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. Because it is not simply knowing the self, it's knowing the self without any doubts and also firmly ascertained knowledge. Atma Jnana Nishtha. That what the prayojanam tatvicha, that atma prayojanam is in the form of the doubtfully ascertained vision of the atma, which is what was sarvakarma sannyasa purvakam. In the wake of the jnanam, when a person becomes free from doership and enjoyership, and he is free from, he is real renunciate of all actions. So sarva karma sannyasaha, renunciation of all actions as a result of freeing oneself from wrong, the doership and enjoyership, because of the ascertained vision of the self-knowledge, vision of the self. This is the benefit. That is why we have to understand Sanchita Karma. Even this month, I sent a message to all of you in the Shruti thing, just to make it very clear. Whatever Punya Karma I do in this present life, how much are Punyam accumulate in this present life? All my good actions, right actions, I am a very great devotee, I'm a highly ethical, I'm highly religious, I'm so committed to Shastram, I strictly live a life of Dharma, I'm very pious, I'm very right. However clean, nice person I am in this Janma, doing only good things, still I can only avoid future papam. There's no way of undoing the punya papams of the past. Sanchita Karma. As I mentioned, texted sometime back. Okay. All karmas, Sanchita Karmas can be resolved. Agami Karmas can be resolved. Paradha can be exhausted. Karma will become nil, not by exhausting, just by changing one's perspective. Just by correcting the error in the perception of the self. I am the doer notion is a wrong notion. I am free from doership is the right vision. By correcting by having perspective change, without having to exhaust the punya papams, you become free from punya papams. That's why jnana, this is jnana nishtha. That is the prayojanam. Okay? Freeing oneself from bondage of karma means what? Freeing oneself from bondage of karma is freedom. Freedom from karma bandha. Karma bandhat muktihi eva muktihi. Freedom from bondage of karma is freedom. How are you going to free yourself from bondage of karma? not by doing karma, not by not doing karma. In Bhagavad Gita, we are going to see later, na karma namanarambhat, naishkarmyam purushoshnute. Karmanam anarambhat purushaha naishkaryam na ashnute. Actionlessness cannot be, actionlessness is in fact mokshaha. Actionless, being actionless means being free. So actionlessness does not mean not doing action. Being free from the notion I am the doer is being free from action, not physically giving up activities. Physically giving up activities does not make a person non-doer. Still you are a doer. Not doing also is an action. So not performance of actions does not make a person non-doer. It is the vision in which seeing oneself being free from doership and enjoyership is actionlessness, which is swarupam, one's own swarupam. Therefore, sarva karma sanyasa purvakat atmajnana nishtha rupa dharmat. Okay, this is what is atmajnana nishtha jnanam. This is how the benefit is. Benefit is in the form of this atmajnana nishtha. But before attaining this jnanam also, a person must have the certain degree of vairagyam, dispassion. The dispassion towards everything else. Sarva karma sannyasaha also means this ascertained vision of the self. Atmajnana nishtha is possible, Shankaracharya says, only if a person goes through mentally sannyasaha. Please don't get frightened, okay? Oh my God, I had to become a sannyasi to attain jnanam. No. What Shankaracharya says here is maturity. Sannyasaha does not mean wearing saffron robes and just giving up everything, not doing actions, going away somewhere, leaving the family. That is not sannyasa. Sannyasaha implies maturity. One must be mature enough to become absolutely mature. So jnanam is absolute maturity. So this atmajnana nishtha is possible only if a person is adequately mature. The adequately mature person is person goes through sannyasa mentally. Going through sannyasa mentally means becoming dispassionate towards time-bound material ends. Going through sannyasa mentally means becoming a mature being, mature. Being mature means being dispassionate towards all time-bound material ends. Again, another big problem. Being dispassionate towards all time-bound material ends does not mean not pursuing material ends. Not being dependent on time-bound material ends for one's happiness and security. What is vairagyam? Vairagyam is detachment. Dispassion is detachment. What is detachment? Detachment means not being attached. Not being attached means what? Not being dependent. Dependence is attachment. Detachment means non-dependence, not being dependent for one's happiness and security upon anything and everything in the world other than one's own self, other than the knowledge, is vairagyam. So, a dispassionate person, the person of dispassion, is not a person of frustration. Person of vairagyam is a mature individual who has viveka, who is discriminative understanding. What he wants, what I want, cannot be given by anything in the world. Therefore, person is not dependent. So the person of viveka, discriminative understanding of what he wants, cannot be given by anything in the world. What he wants can be given by only permanent thing. Such a person naturally grows out of desires for everything time-bound in nature, which is vairagyam. Such a person of vairagyam will involve himself, okay, only in appropriate actions, thoughtfully, because he is dispassionate towards time-bound material ends, and he's not dependent on, see, it's very important, not being dependent on anything in the world for one's happiness and security, makes this person so relaxed. He's not craving for anything else in the world. When you're not craving, is not there, you are relaxed. Your attention will not be taken away by worldly things. Attention can be, mental attention can be distracted, grabbed, taken away by things only if you have value for them. Value means if you overvalue them. If you have due value for things, you will not be distracted. Attention can be distracted and anxiety is possible only if you are dependent. Therefore, that's why it is said the person of maturity, the person adequate maturity, relatively mature person who has viveka vairagyam is very relaxed, very focused, because he is not distracted and disturbed because of his detachment, because of his understanding that everything else in the world, being time bound, cannot give everlasting happiness. He's not dependent. Therefore, such a person naturally becomes a person of, such a person also said to be a vivekavan vairagyavan purushaha, also is said to be sarva karma sannyasi means, don't think, the person who gives up all activities and goes and sits somewhere in the jungle. No. A mature individual, sarva karma sannyasi, before the jnanam. Relatively mature before the jnanam. And after the attainment of jnanam, he becomes real, absolutely mature sannyasi. Anyway, sarva karma sannyasaha is a qualification required for not only the atmajnanam prapti, not only attainment of knowledge, also for ஆத்ம ஞான நிஷ்டா. ஒன்லி இஃப் ஆத்ம ஞான நிஷ்டா இஸ் தேர் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் த பெனிஃபிட் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் இஸ் பாசிபிள். ஆத்ம ஞானம் இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் நாட் இனஃப் ஃபார் தி என்ஜாயிங் தி பெனிஃபிட் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். ஆத்ம ஞான நிஷ்டா இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட் ஃபார் தி என்ஜாய்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் தி பெனிஃபிட் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். டு என்ஜாய் தி ஃப்ரீடம் விச் இஸ் ஆல்ரெடி தேர், டு ரெவல், டு ஹேவ் தி லக்ஸுரி ஆஃப் ரெவலிங் இன் தி ஃபுல்னஸ் ஆஃப் ஹாப்பினஸ், டு என்ஜாய் தி பெனிஃபிட் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ், ஒன் மஸ்ட் ஹேவ் ஆத்ம ஞான நிஷ்டா. ஒன் மஸ்ட் ஹேவ் தி அசிமிலேட்டட், அசர்டைன்ட், டவுட் ஃப்ரீ, எவர் ரிமெம்பர்ட், never forgettable vision of the atma, for which what is the qualification you need? Sarva karma sanyasaha. What is sarva karma sanyasaha? One must have viveka vairagyam, not to be distracted, not to be disturbed. So jnani is sarva karma sanyasi, absolutely. And a person who is totally committed to the pursuit of jnanam, before the attainment of jnanam also becomes sarvakarma sanyasi. So what is the difference between a sarvakar, when you say sarvakarma sanyasaha, after jnanam, before jnanam? We'll come back and see next class. Okay? I'll make every sentence clear next class, don't worry. Every word should become very clear, every sentence should become very clear, here itself, in the class itself. We'll take care of it. I'll see you next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.